KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Jack Eason joins us. He's the creator of the short feature you hear on KLYT, Craving Community. He's also the president of HeartShare Group and the executive director of CUPS Mission. We're going to go into mostly details on CUPS Mission and how you could be a part of some upcoming things there. But Jack, welcome in.
Hey, Steve, thank you for the opportunity to be with you today.
Well, and let's bring people up to speed. They get to hear you on Craving Community at various times throughout the day, right here on KLYT, the 1 minute vignette. But what many of our listeners may not be aware of or haven't taken advantage of is the podcast. They'll find the Craving Community podcast. It's at jackeason.com. And Jack, for those not familiar, what are they going to find?
Yeah, there's some great resources there online. The 1 minute feature, of course, we kind of share a nugget of what's important about community, but there's some longer form, as you mentioned, podcasts available where we're interviewing everyone from just your average person to clinicians and psychologists to pastors and ministry leaders, all talking about not just loneliness and the problem of loneliness, but what are some ways we can overcome that and engage ourselves in community, the power of community. So you can find that stuff, as you mentioned, all online there at jackeason.com.
All right. And then, Jack, I can't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday, but your last podcast was July 6th on the healing power of community. Anything specific you want to share about that?
Yeah, that was such a great one. I've had the opportunity to really talk to a lot of people about loneliness. That was really talking from the scriptures, what the Bible says, you know, when it comes to community, how we can love one another better and give to one another. There's so many great just conversations I had. One conversation, I think maybe it was a week before that, was with a guy named Will Wright. And I actually found out about him from a TED talk. He had a successful health company. He was in the health industry. Was a CEO of a health coaching company. And what was interesting, even he himself talked about how he had dealt with being lonely in his early 30s and paying the price, he said, for success, and realizing that isolation that you sometimes feel, the healthy solution for that is to plug in the community, and ultimately faith community was where he found his hope and found fulfillment in his relationship with Jesus and other people who had that relationship with Christ. So, man, it's really been neat to have some conversations with some people that probably I wouldn't have otherwise had the opportunity to do that if it wasn't for the podcast. Talked to a pastor who was out in, out in Minnesota, and saw a need in his community last winter with children not really having a place to play because of the winter months, and decided to open up their church gym at Northfield United Methodist Church there. And the next thing he knew, this huge children's ministry sprung out of that. So you just never know how God's going to use those opportunities for community to actually make a huge impact.
Yeah. And I know for me, I mean, it must be for you too. You know, when you're doing the Lord's work, sometimes it can feel like you're an island. you can feel like, you know, Lord, could you just come? But when you connect with these various people doing ministry, it lifts your arms up to know that, you know, we're co-laboring, doing this together, even though, you know, Jack, I haven't talked to you in months, but it is an encouragement to know it's, you know, the body of Christ has many parts, each part, you know, is doing maybe a different work. Now you're one of those parts, Jack, as I mentioned. You're a diverse guy. I mean, here you've got your short feature, Craving Community. You've got your podcast, Craving Community, JackEason.com. Let's move on briefly to your part as president of the HeartShare Group. This website is heartsharegroup.org. And when I saw at a glance, I mean, this is primarily supporting nonprofits and churches and what have you. Can you give us a little more detail there?
Yeah, it's just, I'll give you the short version, Steve. It really is sharing with other nonprofit organizations all the mistakes I've made in 30 plus years of running my own. You know, it's sometimes you want to learn from your own mistakes, but sometimes that decision's made and you're on to the next thing. And so I'm kind of like, man, somebody needs to learn from those. So I get the privilege to work with radio ministries like you guys, missions agencies like I have myself, and pregnancy resource centers, churches, just helping them educate their people about, again about the power of community, especially when it comes to things like fundraising and trying to accomplish the mission. How do we do it? How do we rally people together? How do we raise money? So it's just really sharing all the things I've learned in all the years of running my own nonprofit.
And then finally, what we're going to really focus on today, and in our next segment, we'll go into detail about specifics about upcoming opportunities. In general, as the executive director of PUPS Mission, which is cupsmission.com, you can go find them. Details there, but it's always best to hear it right from Jack's mouth. So we thought we'd bring you in. Jack, for those not familiar with Cups Mission, they may have missed our conversation last time. If you could bring them up to speed on just in general, what Cups Mission is all about.
Yeah, we are we're serving the poorest of the poor, primarily in the third world, in the Dominican Republic, Malawi, Africa, and Mexico, and really trying to share, of course, the hope of the gospel, the hope of Jesus with young children, but also to teach them a life skill, whether it's sewing and baking or the skills we have in the Dominican Republic. I just returned from there. I was there 2 weeks in June, or in Malawi, Africa, where we're teaching welding and bricklaying. Carpentry. I'll be actually in Malawi in 2 weeks with our mission there. But it's really about equipping these young people and hopefully preventing them from being exploited and lured into things like human trafficking. So it's been quite a joy to see what God's done over the last, oh my goodness, now 14 years of serving those friends.
Well, and as I mentioned, that is cupsmission.com. So if you're trying to write them all down, I'm going to run through them one more time real quick and we'll go to a break. Jack Eason is who we're visiting with, and Jack's short feature on KLYT, Craving Community. You've heard that. And the podcast, not sure if you've caught that yet. It's at jackeason.com. And he's also president of the HeartShare Group, as we mentioned, heartsharegroup.org, and executive director of Cups Mission, which is where we're going to spend the rest of our conversation talking about cupsmission.com. Jack, we're going to take a quick break. Can you stick with us?
I would love to. Thank you, Steve.
All right. We're going to come back with more right after this on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect.
We're continuing our conversation with Jack Eason. He's the executive director of Cups Mission, cupsmission.com. Jack, thanks for staying with us through the break.
Oh, thank you for letting me.
Let's start here, Jack. Not sure if actually we covered this last time we talked to you. The name Cups Mission, where does that come from?
Yeah, thank you. Great question. Yeah, Cups Mission comes from the scripture in the Gospels where Jesus talks about, if you even give out a cup of cold water in my name to the least of these, you've done it unto me. And when we first started, we were called the Cups of Cold Water Project. And over the years, people just started to say, I'm going down to serve with Cups, Cups Mission, Cups Mission. So that word Cups comes from that scripture in the Gospels.
All right. And the shortened name makes for a much better URL, right?
That's right.
Now you mentioned in the first segment, some of the areas around the globe that you take trips and, you know, I've heard of Malawi, right? Is that right?
Yes, Malawi.
Mm-hmm. And we probably talked about it last time, but I've already slept, so I've lost it. Geographically, kind of walk us through these areas of the globe where you are involved with CUP's mission.
Yeah, Malawi is just a beautiful place. It's kind of a southeastern part of the continent of Africa, just above Zimbabwe, south of Tanzania, depending on how you want to pronounce that.
Yeah.
Interesting information there about Malawi. We got involved there 4 years after being in the Dominican, so almost 10 years ago. 50% of the population of that country is under the age of 18, if you can imagine, 50% under the age of 18. So you go out in some of these villages, you don't see anybody my age. Most of the adults have passed away because of cholera, the AIDS pandemics, disease, malnutrition. So that creates its own set of circumstances and own challenges. So we have a medical clinic there where we're serving about 20,000 people in the Falambe district. Near a little town called Magoi, trying to do a great work there. That was our first project on the ground in Malawi. A few years after that, our missionary there said, hey, let's prayer walk some land. We need to do something about creating a future for the young people. So we started a vocational school, and that's where those trades that I mentioned earlier, like bricklaying, welding, carpentry, started. Teach a man to fish, and he'll fish for a lifetime. Instead of just giving him fish, we wanted to teach those young people to do it. And so that's our second kind of project there. And then about 4 years ago, we launched a pastor training school. So that's one area of the world. The area what we started in was in the Dominican Republic on the north coast, right outside a place called Sisua, which pre-9/11 was actually kind of a family tourist spot. But when 9/11 happened, some of us maybe are old enough to remember that horrific day. Travel stopped across the globe, and it stopped going in the Dominican Republic. Tourism dried up, and wow, the enemy really came in and set up shop in a lot of ways we don't even really want to talk about, with the things that were exploiting young kids. So we're there on the North Coast, again, teaching life skills, baking and sewing, sharing the love of Jesus. And then hopefully, Lord willing, we'll be starting our third project outside Mexico City, probably the middle of 2026. So we're getting paperwork done on the ground and finding our place where we're going to be able to set up shop, so to speak, in an area there outside Milbalta is the name of the community. So I made a mistake, Steve, 14 years ago, and I said yes to God to go on a mission trip, and this is the result.
yeah. Well, and now, in the same way, we hear the gospel, we learn the truth of Jesus, we cling to, trust, and rely on that for our salvation, and then we share it with others and disciple people who make that decision. And really, you're continue to make disciples, obviously through ministry, but you're also using that formula to teach people how to reach out across the globe to help fulfill the Great Commission. And what a work we see God do. When you look back, Jack, you have to just be in awe of what God has done in spite of us, right?
Oh, for sure. I remember starting in the Dominican again 14 years ago in a little room, about a 10 by 10 square. Oh, it was so hot. Oh, my goodness, it was so hot. I looked like I'd gotten out of the swimming pool, but I hadn't. It was just sweat running down. And 34 kids in that little village we were working with. And now fast forward to today, this summer, we're in the midst of the summer Bible camp program. We'll have close to 2,500 kids and families participating in Bible camp programs all summer. So from 34 kids to well over 2,000 in now 7-8 villages, it's been pretty amazing to see what God's done.
Now, Jack, let's speak to the listener that hears you and they think, that I haven't done it. And you know what? I'm ready to go and serve, you know, short term, maybe even long term. Who knows what, you know, these trips turn into when God touches the heart. But there's opportunity for both individuals to connect via the website at cupsmission.com, or maybe you'd like to set up a trip other than the trips that are already planned to do a trip with your group. Could you kind of walk the listener through, you know, how those different things would happen and what kind of, you know, what they would experience?
Sure. Yeah. Thank you, Steve. It's actually fairly simple. If you go to cupsmission.com, cupsmission.com, click on the word serve, and you'll see a list of opportunities of trips. We've got several this fall already on that you can jump on a trip if you're an individual, or maybe you're a husband and wife, or maybe you're somebody who says, hey, I want to take a friend and go. And those are trips that already we've got probably space for 15 to 25 people. So you may meet some friends from a different part of the country, which happens often. Lifelong friendships have been formed as a result. Even have had some people meet on a trip and wind up getting married. So, you know, I'm not promoting that necessarily to say that'll happen for everybody. but it's been amazing. Or if you are maybe, you know, you're involved in missions at your church or mission director, or you're thinking, you know, it'd be great to get our church together and take a group of 10 or 12. You can go online and find out information too, cupsmission.com. In our stateside office, Kathleen Garrison, you could even dial the number. You can find that at cupsmission.com, and she can even help you walk through that. If you've never been out of the country, it's a great first place to go. It's once you get to Miami, it's a 90-minute flight, so it's not hard to get into the Dominican. It's close enough if for some reason, I know some people worry about family members or maybe older parents, and they're thinking, well, if something happens, I want to be able to get back in the States quickly. This is one of those trips where you could be back in the States within 2 hours, you know, if some kind of emergency like that happened. God forbid that would happen. But it's a great place that we stay at a wonderful lodge. Typically, the schedule is we eat all of our meals at this lodge that we stay at. So we're going out in the field after breakfast for a few hours. We come back and eat lunch. We go back out in the field and serve in the afternoon. We come back for dinner. And then occasionally we'll go out and have an evening activity. So it is a great first mission trip. If you're kind of nervous and thinking, I'm not sure I could handle it. You can. It's very, very easy. And one of the great things that happens on these trips is I guarantee you, you may be thinking, I can't wait to come down and I'm going to find a child who will I can adopt in the village. They're going to adopt you. That's what's going to happen. If you come on a trip, they will pick you out of the truck and they'll come run up to you. But it's amazing to see what God will do if you just give him a week of your time.
And, you know, I'm glad you kind of walked the listener through the website. And actually, I'm there now at cupsmission.com. You click on serve. Go from the top of that page, there's five upcoming trips that you can apply for or donate towards. Sure. It's a great opportunity. You know, there's some people who, for whatever reason, just may not be able to go, that they can financially support others that are going to be a part of this. And then below that, upcoming trips into 2026, that I'm guessing, Jack, these eventually just kind of work their way up the list and eventually have that hyperlink become active when applications become available.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. For people who have already come down early this summer saying, hey, what are the dates for 26? We want to come back. And we have a lot of folks who love to come year after year. We'd love for you to do that. And, you know, a lot of people come down and say, hey, I want to serve the people there on the ground and love on the kids and bless them. And that's great. And trust me, you will do that and that will happen. But the other thing that happens is you will get a blessing as well. And it has been so incredible. Even the 2 weeks I was there in June, just a few weeks ago, the teams that I got to be with, Steve, were just saying, you know what? I didn't expect for God to speak to me this week. I knew I was going to be speaking to kids and sharing my testimony and playing with kids and having crafts and handing out food and those kinds of things. But I had no idea how God would speak to me. And it happens every week to every person. And I think some of that is just because we get ourselves in an environment where God can speak to us, right? Sometimes we're running so fast, it's hard for God to get our attention. But when you're kind of trapped in the Dominican Republic for a week with other like-minded brothers and sisters in Christ, God has a way of getting your attention. So we're just, again, want to welcome you and invite you. Take this as my personal invitation. Come down and be a part. CupsMission.com is a great way to get information if you'd like to join us.
Okay. And then under that serve button, and I'll read a few of these. But we're not going to answer them on the air because we want you to go to the website at cupsmission.com under the serve tab. Things that I'd, you know, if you're really thinking about doing this, and I love this because you're already answering some of the questions I know that were coming to mind for me, Jack, where will I be staying? You touched on that already. But do I need shots or immunizations? Yeah. What supplies should I bring? What should I pack for myself? Is the water safe to drink? What do I need to bring away of money, fundraising ideas, all kinds of information to make, you know, there's all these obstacles that the enemy is going to put in your path to say, you don't need to go. You can't go. As Jack already mentioned in another area of ministry he's doing, you know, he's been through this for 30 years, and is ready to answer the questions to tell you how to overcome these hurdles. We'd encourage you to go through those in detail. And I think by the time you get to the end, you'll find that maybe one of these trips, whether it's Dominican Republic or Maui, is right for you. And Jack, I do want to throw it back to you. I have to, on the page, there's testimonials there that people can read. Whether it's one of those or another one, you shared a little bit already. Any more testimonial that you'd share with the listener considering to do this?
Yeah, I'll share one. I actually heard from our team today. There was a team on the ground last week, and a gentleman shared one night. We kind of have a share time each night when the day is done after dinner, and everybody sits around and says, "Hey, here's something I saw that was intriguing today. Here's something. Here's the way God spoke to me." And a gentleman spoke up and he said, he was very emotional. And he said, I grew up in church all my life. I've been going to this particular church he was with. He said, for 20 years, he said, I'm even a deacon. But I think I realized for the first time in my life about the love of God this week from these precious Dominican children. And he said, I think I really need to give my life to the Lord. I think I've just been faking it. And the next day, the youth pastor who was with that group took him out to the beach and baptized him in the beach. So just again, just amazing how God speaks to us. You may feel unworthy or unqualified, but I promise you, you don't have to be. It's not your ability, as the saying goes, it's your availability. If you make yourself available, God would use you in an incredible way. And we'd love for you to come be a part of it.
All right. And just in the same way, Jack, that some would say, I'm not equipped. I'm not able. I'm not someone God would use. There's others, most of us probably going on a trip like this, you get all geared up. I'm going to the Dominican Republic. I'm going to go bless some people. And you will. You'll bless people. But how often, Jack, is it like you just mentioned, the lovely people that they met, that this layperson met during the trip, that you're blessed by the people you're going to serve.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly right. And, they will bless you, and many of them will get so attached to the friends who come down. They will be the catalyst that probably gets you to come back the second time, the third time.
Yeah. Well, look, I want to read this since you brought that up, Jack, right on the website. It's CUPS Mission, Dominican Republic, Malawi, Mexico, and our Dominican Republic, Malawi, and Mexico. Rescue a child, transform a family, do it again tomorrow. Sure. And I think that's exactly what you're, so true. Jack Eason's been our guest, and again with CUPS Mission. And as we mentioned at the top of our conversation in the first segment, also the creator of Craving Community and president of the Heart Share Group. Busy guy, Jack, but we appreciate all the work you're doing, including CUPS Mission, and look forward to having some of the KLYT listeners reach out at cupsmission.com and get on one of these next trips. And you'll have to bring us an update another time.
I will do it, Steve. And thank you for the opportunity to share with your friends today.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.